Classic this year, it's The Glass Menagerie by Tennessee Williams. We wanted to do a classic. Thus far, this is our fifth play with the company. We've always done contemporary pieces, and we wanted to a classic piece that's relevant today.
How is The Glass Menagerie exactly relevant today? Williams, as we know, wrote it in the mid-1930s. So what is it about that time and our time that has similarities?
He did write it a while ago. The play is almost as old as our director, who I love. Williams was writing his earlier pieces during a time of transition in the country, in America, and in the world. One of the major shifts that the world was going through in the 30s is we were moving from industrialization into the electronic world. And right now we're transitioning from the electronic world to the digital world.
And that can be seen in a lot of literature from that era. If you think of, for example, T.S. Eliot and the modernist movement from a couple of decades before that, they were writing about very similar things, the love song of J. Alfred Prufrock. You get a lot of that sort of transitional phase. And when it comes to electronic media, they did have them. For example, radio. We here at CITR 101.9 FM have been on the air for about almost 80 years. Radio in general, though, the first commercial radio broadcasts started in 1920. So the idea that the electronic world existed by the 1930s, for the younger viewers out there, that's true. And writers, artists of all sort, including people like Picasso and visual art, were trying to deal with the great changes that these media were bringing to political thought, to social development, to communication, to almost every aspect of life. Work like The Glass Menagerie by Williams are plays and poems that deal with that sort of transition.
My character in the play is taking a course in radio engineering. His goal is to transition into television, which he accurately foresaw, or Tennessee Williams saw as what was going to take off, and it did a decade or so later.
Radio killed the radio star. Like CBS, NBC, a lot of those like big three television networks, they started off in radio, and they still have radio holdings, actually. Tell us a little bit more about your character.
The play is essentially about a dysfunctional family, and I play the gentleman caller, Jim Delaney O'Connor, who comes into the play. I represent hope for the family, and then I take that hope away.
Your character is sort of the catalyst for a lot of the conflict that we see between the other three characters later, the mother and then the daughter who owns the menagerie, and then the son.
In a sense, it's, I guess tragically, the final breaking point when my character exits the play. That's when I think everything finally falls apart, which has been a long time coming.
How have you been playing it? How much aware of what's going on is the character in your interpretation of it?
Well, Jim is, he's very perceptive. I think he's on the Dale Carnegie bandwagon when it was first starting. So he's studying public speaking, for instance, and he's all about self-improvement. I think he sees himself as a psychologist. I don't know how good of a psychologist he is, but he is perceptive. Yes, I think he is aware. He's certainly aware of where he's leaving Laura, but unfortunately, he can't help. And as far as whether he's aware that Tom is actually going to leave, I think he's hopeful that Tom won't.
Toms of the world did. The nuclear family became a reality about a generation after that, started by people who would have been Tom's age.
Mm-hmm.
It's very interesting that your character is a psychologist. Psychology was the new thing in the 1930s. It was just beginning to earn its place in terms of household name. And us here in radio played a small part in that with The Shadow. And comic books played another part in it in the late 30s with Batman, whose big superpower was an understanding of psychology, which he shared in common with The Shadow, was one of those new things that was coming in tandem with the new technical innovations of the time. And public speaking, or broadcast speaking, was sort of the crux at where these things met. And I think that Williams is very much aware of his place in history when he's writing this play. How did it come to be, though, that you chose this particular play this year?
We came together and we chose it. We actually have something unique going on this time around. This production, we have a composer who's creating the music for us from New York. We have a set and costume designer from London, and we have half of our cast from Vancouver and the other half from Toronto.
How did that happen, that you got a composer from New York and you got a costumer from London?
Yeah.
Are they here, or are you just working with them long distance through media?
With the composer, yeah, we're working long distance. He wasn't able to make it. The set and costume designer, she's here. She was here earlier, a few months ago, when we were putting everything together.
And so you guys have managed to write original music for your production. It sounds like it's going to
yes.
be very interesting.
I think this play is heavily based on music because it's a memory play. The music serves, one of the functions of the music is the transition throughout the play.
From scene to scene, and to just sort of like underscore the emotional feel of each scene?
Yeah. Yeah, and the play is very poetic. I mean, I can't think of another writer in the history of American theater like Williams.
When it came to preparing the play, the direction, did you guys find that you were on the same page a lot, or was there a lot of different interpretations of the characters as you were going through rehearsals?
I think we were, for the most part, all on the right track, preparation and rehearsal process, because we didn't get all the actors into the same room up until maybe a couple of weeks ago. And so we had a lot of rehearsals over Skype with half the cast here along with the director and then half the cast in Toronto.
Oh, so it was a radio play. You should record a session and
go.
Give it to me. How do you find that that's limiting, or do you find that it's not a big deal once you get used to it?
It's of course it's limiting, because a lot of the blocking is part and parcel with the language. So we did what we could, and then once everybody got in the same room together, we were able to fly.
It must have been quite the transition to going back from radio almost to theater in terms of what you were doing, because doing voice work into a microphone is one thing, but acting in a physical space where you move and not just move in your mind mm-hmm. is very different.
Yeah. In a sense, like you said, it was an extended table read time and again over Skype, and then once we're up on our feet, it's completely different. But it makes sense transitioning from just speaking the words into actually doing what you're doing. I guess what I meant was it's a natural and logical transition to the physicality mm-hmm. of it all once you're up on your feet.
Speaking of where it's going to be, where yes. is it going to be?
At the PAL Studio Theater on Cordero Street at the corner of Hastings in Cole Harbour. The official address is 581 Cordero Street.
Right. And for those of us interested in getting tickets, how would we do that?
Go to www.glassmenagerie.ca, and that will lead you to the brown paper tickets sales.
And the dates that your play will be on?
September 6th to September 25th.
All right. Oh, so you're doing quite a run.
Yes, we're doing 3 weeks, 18 shows.
Are you guys looking forward to doing anything in upcoming years?
Yes, we are. We actually just registered and incorporated our theater company into a nonprofit or not-for-profit. We want to grow and put up more productions, fill the void that the Vancouver Playhouse has left.
What was that like, registering for a nonprofit? Was that difficult?
It was a little bit annoying with the paperwork, because we want to be up on stage and not dealing with paperwork. But we had some lovely accountants who were just on our side and fought for us and made it all happen.
What are your long-term visions for this particular nonprofit? What kinds of things are you looking at trying to do?
We would like to put up more than one production a year. We'd like to have a budget, which we haven't really had up until this production, to build a set, to put on equity productions, and to be able to pay everybody, to keep mounting classical and contemporary works and have professional theater.
When do you think your next production might be?
As soon as we're done this one, I'll have an answer for you.
Oh, that's great. Yes, one step at a time. Because that's
one
a lot of
step at a time.
That is a lot of work. You started a new company, and now you're going to try to fill a void, and you're starting from the bottom up. That sounds very ambitious. I'm really excited to see what's going to come out of that.
Thank you so much. We're excited as well. This play is going to be something special.
Mm. You should probably, before we finish, mention a little bit about your castmates. Who else is in the play with you?
We have Lynn Griffin from Toronto. She is a renowned Canadian actress. We're very excited to be working with her. She's amazing. We have myself. We have Gina Leon, who has been with us from the beginning. When we started this company. And we have Andrew Coughlin, who also came from Toronto.
And your director?
Mel Tuck. It's been such a trip. I mean, there's been so much learning for me personally, as well as I'm sure for the rest of the castmates. I think Mel's brilliant. I can't think of any other director that I'd rather work with. He's got 50 years experience in this business, hundreds of plays directed.
This must be interesting from his point of view, because although
Mel actually played Tom in The Glass Menagerie
Whoa.
In 1968.
Nice.
Yes. As did Lynn, who's playing Amanda now. Mm. When she was young, she played Laura. So this play means a lot to everybody involved, especially Mel and Lynn.
Well, thank you very much for all the time that you've taken with us.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Look forward to seeing you when you've got your next play up and running. Even when it's just a dream, let us know about that dream, because one of the things that we do here on community radio is spread dreams, make them realities.
Will do. Thank you so much, Brian.
Yes, and record one of your Skype things so we can broadcast it.
Will do.
All right.
In fact, powered by the Canadian Undergraduate Technology Conference is a conference that brings together visionaries, leaders, and enthusiasts from all industries. The conference lets you personalize your own experience from a broad range of breakout sessions and unique workshops. The conference will be held on May 4th at UBC. For more information, go to infect.cutc.ca/Vancouver.
From Tuesday, September 2nd to Thursday, September 11th, CITR will be hosting Live at Lunch. Tune in or come check out a different band each day at noon outside the Student Union building. This year's bands feature War Baby, Village, Fine Times, The Flintettes, Supermoon, The Royal Streets, and the Purple Hearts Social Club. That's every weekday at noon from Tuesday, September 2nd to Thursday, September 11th.
The whole bridge came down. Yes, mostly on my head. Sal, you all right? Oh, I'm just sparkling, thanks for asking. Oh, look at my claws. Keep your voice down. There may still be patrols around.
They're gone.
Oh, you're okay then. Great.
You won't find the girl.
Why? What have you done?
Not me. The devil. He took her. In the smoke, headed that way.
What's that way? The Devil Invasion Force. They've set up an enclave.
Remember what he told you? He didn't have anything the devil's needed anymore. Apparently now he's found something.
But he wouldn't. He's batty. He's opportunistic. Deceitful. A devil. Oh, yeah. He is taking her all right. No. Where are you going? To get her back? What about the cloud? I don't care about the cloud, Kaya. I'm getting that wee girl back so she's given up to a bunch of devils. Okay. Okay, we'll help you then. No. No? You're right. There should be a plan. Someone should do something. You and Sal get Dave back. Grab the cloud and go save creation. It's what you do, right? Well, let's face it. I was never really one of you. That's not true. I need to go. Ashley needs me. Okay, but when we're done, we'll come find you. Maybe. Bye. So, what now? Same plan. Someone still needs to get the cloud.
What? Me? I can't fly it.
Just try your best. And be careful.
Oh, don't get all emotional on me. Clumpy feet.
Okay, midget knees.
Okay. See you then.
Right. Dave told us you used to be a pretty decent guy. That true?
It's been a long time. I don't remember who I was before everything. I was a prisoner for 1,000 years. Then I had the Candleman in my head. But now?
You're free. You can be whoever you want.
You sound like David.
That isn't so bad.
That angel ruined my life. I hate him.
When you get right down to it, how you feel really doesn't matter. It's what you do.
Why do you care what I do with myself?
Because I need your help. I can't help Dave by myself. So are you going to sit around moping until everything ends? Or are you going to do something? Get off! Where are you taking me?
To join the winning team. You should be grateful.
I don't want to go with you.
Too bad. You're my bargaining chip. A big, walking nuclear button.
Nathaniel was wrong. I don't know how to close that gap. I only wanted to open.
Yes. To blow us all away so you can go running home and enjoy macaroni cheese and chocolate fudge sundaes forever. Idiot.
I'm not an idiot. Why shouldn't I get another chance? It wasn't fair.
Listen to me, child. It's not about fair. It's about decisions and consequences. You thought you could smash your way through the entire balance of creation. But there are rules. There have to be. Once you've made a big enough mistake, you can't ever go back to what you were before.
And what are you doing now? Trying to buy your way back in with the devils? I've seen the way you are with the others. You're one of them now?
I am not one of them. You have no idea the kinds of things I've been a party to, girl. The pain and horror I've caused. I've done things with a smile on my face that would keep you awake forever. Now shut your mouth and move.
The others trusted you.
Yes, they're stupid that way. But they should have learned by now that the scorpion always stings in the end.
Let's take a break. What's with the closed eyes?
I'm enjoying the fresh air.
You know, it's not really fresh, right? None of this is real. It's just an afterlife. This isn't grass, that isn't the sky, and Matthew isn't actually in the moon. It's just the way we see it.
Don't lecture me in the afterlife, lower being.
Oh, that's real charming. How's about opening those snide angel eyes and telling me which way next?
I don't need to. Straight ahead.
The White Tower? What is that? Some kind of fairy castle?
Not fairies. Angels.
Huh?
It's a tower of clouds. All stacked one upon another. Gives the Candleman a good view of his domain.
He hasn't won yet.
No. The devils might gain the advantage if Barubab gets a girl to them in time.
Eve won't let that happen.
You place far too much trust in your friends.
It's a side effect of actually having friends.
I wouldn't know, I suppose.
Wow. You made the old me seem cheery. Let's keep moving. Sure the Candleman's in that tower?
Oh, yes. I can still feel him.
Report. Send reinforcements to flank devil forces on the eastern edge of the afterlife. I've forgotten just how much management you angels require. Still, a suitable enough force for my needs. The devils will be mine too, soon enough. Nathaniel! Is that you? Sneaking close by. Well, well. Braver than I thought. Come closer if you wish. The gap into emptiness will open eventually. Even without the girl, I can remove it. Such a weapon. All the afterlives will tremble.
Oh, just what I need. A dark, creepy forest. And me all in my own. Like a tasty little walking snack. Got to stop thinking about this. And talking to myself, for that matter. Probably not a good habit to develop. Oh, Thor, I miss you. Okay, I am going to cross my fingers and hope that's just a puppy with a really deep voice. Eek! Not a puppy! Hello? Long time no see. All right. There's a good wolfie. There's a good, big, bad wolfie. lives. You were supposed to get what you expect. I hate running. Why do I end up doing it all the time? If we ever get into another one of these ridiculous adventures, I'm going to ask for a jetpack and my own retinue of bodyguards. Oh, and a new dress. Oh, and... Let's stop for a run.
Almost there, child.
When this is over, you'd better not turn your back on me, I'll...
You what? It's about time you all remembered that I am a devil. If anyone's going to be stabbed in the back, I'm going to be carrying the blade.
Don't shout at me because you feel guilty.
Guilty? I never feel guilty.
Not even after betraying your friends?
They're not my... The devils need you. We both know that. But there's nothing to say. You have to have all your pieces in the right place. So if you don't shut your mouth...
You'll what, Barry? Eve! It's all right, sweetheart.
She didn't know you'd come after me. Are the others close by? Concocted some ridiculous rescue plan, have you?
No. It's just me.
Ever the outsider, huh, girl?
They're doing what they have to. So am I.
Look around you, Eve. Don't tell me it's easier being on the good side. You've been where I am.
And look what it got me.
You are unlucky. I can guarantee you a better result this time.
I'm not joining the devils.
Then you're a fool.
And you don't want to either. Look at you. You're miserable. And I don't think that given any sort of choice, you'd turn on us like that.
Well, I suppose we'll never know for sure.
What?
We're surrounded by hunters, Eve. They're going to take us all to the devils, regardless of what you want. You shouldn't have come.
Eve, it's okay, Ashley. It'll be okay.
Hunters, I have hostages. Escort us to the devil enclave.
That's really high.
It's just a stack of clouds. We can make our way to the top, moving from one to the next.
That's simple.
We can hope that most of the Angel battle fleet is out fighting the war.
Hope? Didn't think I'd hear that from you.
What else is there at this point?
When we get to the top, you can't kill Dave.
He deserves the graveyards.
We need him.
Have you ever asked yourself why? What has he brought you? That Angel was always so fascinated with the living world and living beings. He interfered and dabbled and broke all of the rules. Now he travels with you, and trouble seems to follow him. What purpose does he serve? You have others that can pilot the cloud.
He's one of us.
That's it?
That's enough, Nathaniel. All of us. We're a team. Not just Dave, Sal, Matthew, even Eve. We're a family. When things get tough, we pull together.
Together, but always running away. Don't you ever feel like you've had enough? That you just want some rest?
Peace, maybe. Not rest. Maybe after all this is over, I'll think about it. Right now, though, we fight.
Lead on, then.
Ah, the cloud! I did it! I'm a genius! Hunters! Oh, come on! Why do I never get any luck? It's not like I'm a bad person. Not really. Much. I wonder if the old wiggly hips routine would work on those things. Maybe not. Where are Kairos' big clumpy boots when you need them? I'm not big enough to see those things off. What do I do? Oh. Now that's a terrible idea. Really awful. The worst idea I've ever had. But it's the only thing I got. Here goes.
Your brothers and sisters seem really pleased to see you, buddy.
I've been out of the fold for a while. They know a good deal when they see one, though.
Do they know guilt when they see it, too?
Be still, girl.
Who's that coming towards us?
The voice of the Horde. A damn soul that speaks for the minds of the Demonic Council.
That can't be a fun job.
It's one of the worst punishments we can inflict.
Poor man. Look at him.
I wouldn't waste your pity, child. We save that job for the worst beings who come to our hells. That particular soul killed thousands.
And he doesn't get a chance to make up for it.
Some sins can't ever be paid back.
My mama, you come crawling back to us.
I think your eyesight is failing. I'm standing.
Even a worm can raise itself with sufficient impudence.
Oh yeah, they really like you.
I want to make a deal.
What could you possibly offer us, angel pet?
The child here, she can control the gap. You have her, you have the perfect weapon against the angels. Just imagine a wave of emptiness taking out all of the heavens.
A pretty little prize. Yet it seems to us that she is here and therefore already ours. Why should you receive anything in return?
Call it a finder's fee. Besides, I'm a good general. You've got a war going on here. I'd imagine you could do with another pair of claws.
We shall consider your case.
Do that. In the meantime, I'll stick these two somewhere safe.
No! Get your hands off her!
It's either me or the torturers, Eve. I advise you to take the easier option. Stop resisting.
We'll go with him for now, Ashley.
Wait! Your traveling partner, the Angel David. Will he not attempt our rescue?
He won't be attempting anything anymore. He's gone.
Macaulay, hello, hunters. None of that. Of course, you could stand around hissing all menacingly at me, but you might want to look at the big ball of fur and teeth that's chasing me and get out of the way! Yes! I did it! I'm inside God Team Sal! What was that thing Matthew used to say? God Sal, it's your, it's the day of your birth or something. Now what? Okay. Fly! Soar! Move? Come on, you big stupid marshmallow. We need you. Dave needs you. We've got things to do, afterlives to save, quarking to indulge in again, if I have any luck left. Please, without this, the others won't make it. They're counting on me. Oh, please. Yes, here she comes, Selena DeVar, super princessa, untouchable, unbeatable, unobservant. Oh, hello.
Destruction. Like honey in the air. It's almost worth the wait.
We need to make him jump out of Dave's body. But I don't have any of the crystals that made him do that before.
Then perhaps we should retreat.
What the hell?
I know you are there, worms. You mortals. You never learn.
I am no mortal, parasite.
I was referring to the girl. Clearly she has no sense of... What is the phrase? It's here, in David's head. Ah, yes. Deja vu.
What are you talking about?
You did not notice the similarity. A huge structure. Two of you make your way to the top, unhindered. Sound familiar?
It's just like the box.
And just like the box. You were allowed to come up because here is exit. exactly where I want you.
What?
I knew you would crawl back eventually, Nathaniel. Why should the predator chase its prey when the prey will stumble back of its own accord?
It's a trap. We should retreat.
No, wait. This is perfect.
You completely lost your senses?
Why would he need to destroy you? What possible threat are you?
I do not know.
And you said you could still feel him, right?
It's like a continual itch at the back of my mind, infuriating me.
He was inside you too long. You're still joined. That means he doesn't have complete control over Dave.
Cease your prattling, child. Your little retaliation ends here.
Nathaniel, you can pull Dave out of there. Follow that link in your mind. Find him.
Die!
Nathaniel, now!
Is it true? Can I defeat you, creature?
You are nothing, Nathaniel. My time in your pitiful frame was more demeaning to me than a millennium of imprisonment.
I can feel it. Your fear was something you don't want me to do.
Dave, you don't want me to contact him.
Silence!
I will never be silent for you again. I feel the link, Candleman, and I will follow it.
The only safe place left, away from the Candleman.
David.
Hello, Nathaniel. You worked out how to use the link. Well done.
I had help from your friend, Kyra. She's very passionate.
Well, that's certainly one word for her.
When I was the Candleman's host, I had a place in my mind much like this. Walked away with only...
memories for company. Yes.
There are so many more in your mind than I had in mine. You've seen so much. So many experiences in the living world. It's
heartbreaking. I know.
Incredible. So many experiences, David.
And what did they teach me?
I don't understand.
You managed to resist the Candleman for so long, but I can't control them at all. Do you know why?
My mind. I was on the bridge too long. Left cracks. Pieces of me, broken. That made it easier to keep the parasite imprisoned in me.
No, Nathaniel. There's never anything like that. Truth is, you're stronger than me.
Don't mock me, David.
I'm not. See, you have a purpose.
Revenge upon you.
More than that, you want to live. To see all those wonderful things you never get a chance to because of me. That was what drove you. It's the drive to live, to exist, that keeps the Candleman in check.
But then, surely you could resist the Candleman at any time. Why are you still in here?
Fight! And that's the problem.
What?
Locked inside here, I've had time to revisit all these old memories. Everything from my first mission as an observer for the Angels, to Anastasia, my deal with the Devils, what I did to you. Even the box and everything after. I've come to realize something.
Oh?
I don't deserve to be Nathaniel. You were right.
Don't be weak. That is just the influence of the Candleman.
No, it's not. If it was simply a case of manning up and fighting back, I would have made my move before now. I have friends fighting out there. I want to help. But I can't. I keep thinking. Say we get out of this. Save the afterlives. What then? Trouble follows me, Nathaniel. Look at all the lives I've ruined. I don't have the strength to fight back because I no longer feel I'm doing anything of purpose. All I've ever done is interfere. And one way or another, that's what's brought us to where we are today. You win, Nathaniel. I accept your judgment. I'm guilty.
Interference has caused countless disasters. You turned against your people. You took more from me than I can ever... But I think that's because you're more like them than the rest of us.
Then?
The mortals. Barabab turned against them, you know. Stole the girl who could open the gap to the emptiness.
Well, it's only a matter of time, I suppose.
They've lost you. He's turned against them. They have no higher beings to guide them. Yet still they fight.
Mortals are pretty amazing that way. Though crazy, depending on how you look at it.
And that's what you've always seen in them, isn't it?
Yes. From the very beginning. From their mud huts and a thousand riversides.
What I'm trying to say is, I can understand why you did those things. Turning against the angels. Mortals have such passion and fight. When they can achieve such wonders, how can we simply stand back and watch? I don't agree with your methods. I never have. You were naive to trust the devils and irresponsible to put myself and Anastasia in danger.
But?
I know from experience that bad things can be done with good intentions. And according to your friends, that leaves only one course of action left.
And what's that?
You fix it. As best you can. I can't ever forgive you for the past, David. Not completely. But I accept that the future can be different. You've understood that from the beginning. Nothing is ever achieved by sitting back and watching.
That's quite a change.
Your friend Kyra reminded me of the angel I used to be. Long ago. I wanted to be like you, David.
Oh, I really wouldn't recommend it. There are far better role models.
Certainly. Fish, for instance.
Was that a joke?
I find humor interesting. So, are we gonna get out of here and finish this parasite for good?
Two of us against a creature that's almost a god.
One angel, it can control. And two, together, with a chance. Enough observation. Take my hand.
All right, Nathan. Let's see what we can do.
I don't suppose you have any poetic phrases from the mortal world that might suit the occasion?
Well, one, perhaps. Let's kick some ass.
Candle one! Out!
Dave?
Yeah. Ooh, a bit woozy. Ooh, how'd you know it was me?
Mostly because a weird ghost thing came flying out your chest about 5 seconds ago.
Where'd it go?
Flew through the wall.
Oh, no.
Great. Didn't take you long to say that.
This whole tower is constructed of clouds.
And every cloud is bonded to its angel. The Candleman's melded with the clouds.
We really should have considered that.
We were a little busy being noble and heroic.
So what does this mean?
It means that there are 100 or so angels who are now bonded to the Candleman. Like a queen bee running a hive.
Whoa!
The floor's moving!
The tower's stretching.
Ceiling's opening too! What's he doing?
Above us! It's the moon!
He's gonna pull it out, David. Release the emptiness in us all.
Probably best if we weren't here when that happened.
Okay, jump!
What? The drop's huge!
Trust me!
Is this sensible?
We are the only two angels in the entire fleet who don't have their wings. Sensible is not the word I would use.
Here we go! Now! Ow!
Ow!
That was exhilarating.
A round of applause, if you would. You have all been saved by Princess Salima Tavar. Please bear this in mind next time anyone thinks of making a comment about size. Kyra.
Oh, well done, Sal.
You're actually Dave, right? No candle waxy guy?
Pretty sure, yeah.
He's possessed most of the angelic fleet.
And he's trying to release the emptiness.
So, all in all, actually worse than when he was just possessing me. But never mind.
Long as he isn't in here with us, I'm happy. Down, boy. Down.
Sal, what's that?
Him? Big bad wolf. Don't worry, he's a softy, really scratches ears, he likes it. I'll pass. Suit yourself. So, higher beings, what's the plan?
We need to go help Eve.
Yes, we need Ashley.
And what about him?
I'm on your side.
They'll say that till they stab us in the back.
We need to hurry. There isn't much time before the Candleman opens that gap.
But you've got an idea, right?
I do, yeah.
Good one?
No, it's absolutely terrible.
There's a lot of that going on today.
Can you see anything?
Just the Devil Army. Looks like they're gearing up for a big attack.
They're going to use me to do it.
Listen to me. I'm not going to let anything happen to you, all right?
Why are you being so nice? After everything I did to you.
You're just a kid.
No, I'm not.
And I feel responsible for you. I'm the reason you're here.
Eve?
Yes.
But why did you drive away after you hit me?
It was just instinct. Believe me, Ashley, every day I regret it. Feels like it was a different person who did all those things now. Being dead's changed me. But then I suppose it would.
You know, I don't think I could go back now. To life, I mean. Like Barry said, it's not all just chocolate fudge sundaes.
I know. After all this, how do you go back to shopping and reality TV?
Maybe we wouldn't know any better.
I've never really liked that ignorance is bliss idea. It's better to know.
Even if it hurts.
Especially if it hurts. It's what you do next that counts.
Thanks for coming after me.
That's all right, Ashley. Come here. Give me a hug. Whatever happens, I'm going to look after you, okay? It's the others. Ashley, I think we may have a chance.
Hold your weapons.
Devil.
Nathaniel. Working with them now, are you?
I don't need to explain myself to you.
No. Although I'm surprised they're trusting you at all, given you were the Candleman's puppet for so long.
That's what we're here to talk about.
Yeah. How about that? They found a way to save you after all.
Barry, things are bad.
I'm not giving you the child, Dave. Although, you can have Eve if you want. She's driving me up the wall.
Ashley's no use to you anymore.
The Demonic Council thinks otherwise.
The Candleman has full control of the Angelic Fleet. He's melded with most of the clouds.
Ah. And by extension, the Angels. Tricky.
But that leaves him with one massive weakness.
You want to take out all the clouds? You haven't got that kind of firepower.
No, there is a way.
Ah. Your friends aren't going to be happy about that, Dave. I'm surprised you're even considering it.
No. Needs must.
Still, no deal. I only just got my position back. I'm not playing the hero and becoming an outcast again. I already saved creation once. Didn't like the aftertaste.
Then what about another deal?
What sort of deal would that be?
I give you David and his crewmates in exchange for a place with the devils.
Yes, what? Nathaniel!
I want to see the world of the living, David. It's all I've ever wanted.
If the Candleman releases the emptiness, you won't get a chance to do that.
And the devils have the girl. It's our best chance of defeating them.
Nathaniel, don't do this. This wasn't the plan.
Always too trusting, Dave. Fine, Nathaniel. I'm open to that.
You'll shake on it.
The handshake. Quaint. What?
The green girl took her time. I thought I was actually going to have to shake this beast's hand.
What are you? My horn!
That's for the Lesser Heaven Massacre, Barumbump.
Hang on. Does this mean you're not actually betraying me?
Little piece of improvisation, David. Do try to keep up.
What have you done?
The one called Sal just ran a giant wolf through your enclave and picked up the prisoners.
He double-crossed me, Dave.
Actually, it was Nathaniel's idea. And you didn't even see it coming. Perhaps you have spent too much time with us. So, are you with us or not?
What?
Are you coming along to finish this?
You cannot be serious, David.
Everyone gets a second chance.
Technically, I think this would count as a third.
Who's counting?
No, Dave.
Oh, Barry.
No, Dave.
David, we must leave. Hunters are coming.
All right. Goodbye, Barry. We've got a creation to save.
Baobab. David will not be the only angel traveling the afterlife from now on. I suggest you... What's the mortal phrase? Keep your ears clean.
That's nose.
Yes. Nose.
Oh, sod off, Nathaniel.
Goodbye, devil.
Dave.
Hmm?
For what it's worth. Good luck.
Thank you. You know, you're gonna have to pick a side eventually, Barry.
Seems like I already have.
Well, maybe. You might want to get clear of this afterlife. I don't know if we're gonna win this time.
Oh, you're a good puppy, good boy.
Thanks, guys. We wouldn't have left you.
But now we need to talk.
Dave, what's wrong?
The Candleman's gonna bring the moon down and open the gap.
Can he do that?
He does have the entire angelic fleet under his command. As I've mentioned once or twice.
But opening the gap? You said that that would just send us all to the graveyards.
It will. Maybe he thinks he can control it. Maybe he just wants to annihilate us all. The last time a huge number of angels and devils were killed, the supervisors almost broke into the living world. That could happen too, I suppose.
Or we may all just end up in oblivion.
That's just it. There's no way to know for sure.
So what do we do?
Ashley's the key.
What about me?
You opened the gap. You can control it. You can close it.
Right. Okay. I'll do it. Great. We have a plan. Let's do it.
Wait, it's not as simple as that.
Dave, why are you looking like that? You're scaring her. Dave?
Remember, you used Matthew to block the gap when it first opened. That's what it takes, a soul to plug it up. The only way to close it completely is for the soul who opened it in the first place to seal it up.
Fine. What's the problem?
The gap needs to be closed from the other side.
Oh, God! I don't understand. What does that mean? No.
Eve,
no! Are you saying that I have to go into the emptiness to seal the gap? But that would destroy her.
As long as the Candleman and the devils are around, someone will always want to use that gap as a weapon. It's a danger to all of creation.
Shut up! She's not doing it! I have to. Ashley, I'm not going to let them. It's not your decision. Ashley! Eve, when I died, I was so angry. It was so unfair that I didn't get a chance to live, to do all those things everyone else got to do. I can't let all the other souls in the afterlives go away just to save myself. I can't do that. That's not fair.
So we'll find another way. There's no need for you
look
to...
Look at them, Eve. Look at their faces. There is no other way.
I won't let you.
Yes, you will. Take me to the gap, Dave.
Everyone, I can't guarantee we'll make it out of this. The cloud could get sucked in as well. Anyone looking to be dropped off?
I'm coming. Me too.
Nathaniel?
I've made my choice.
Eve?
I'm not leaving her.
Okay. Then let's do this.
That moon looks like it's going to come down any moment.
Okay, Ashley, it's time.
Okay, there has to be some other way. Dave, please.
I'm sorry, there isn't. Nobody's gonna force you, Ashley. But this is our one shot.
The devil fleet is approaching.
They're trying to take the whole tower down.
They won't manage it before the Candleman releases the emptiness.
We're out of time.
Okay. I'll bring down the moon. Then...
just follow your instinct. Follow it into the gap.
I feel it. I'm going.
No, wait!
Eve, I can't.
No, I mean... I'm coming with you.
Eve, she's going to the graveyards.
I know.
Eve, no! You'll be gone forever. Like Thor.
I know. And imagine facing that all alone. I can't do that to her. I'm responsible for her.
There's no point in both of us.
There's every point.
Eve, stop being so...
Kyra.
No.
Wait. Let me go with the girl instead. This is partly my fault as well.
Sorry, Nathaniel. You'll have to find your own way to make up for your mistakes. This is mine. Have to be quick here, guys. Sal, take care.
Goodbye.
Dave, it's been kind of fun. I see why Matthew liked it so much.
Safe journey.
Kyra.
No!
Tell Matthew. Can't really think of anything now. Just make him happy.
I'm glad we...
Me too. Bye, everyone. Okay, Ashley. Let's go.
They're floating up. Almost there.
In the center of the gap.
Close it. Come on.
What's happening?
The candleman knows what they're doing. He's shifting the tower away.
No! You will never harm anyone ever again.
Was that who I think it was?
They're taking the tower with them. They're pulling the candleman into the emptiness. David, have a chance.
Everyone into the cloud. Come on!
Have left the afterlife.
Angels?
Most would have fled after the Candleman's control was broken. There will be confusion for some time, I think.
Any sign of...
She's not coming back, Sal. No one comes back from the graveyards. It's one of the fundamental rules of the afterlife.
Another one gone. Yeah, I want to talk to you about that.
Hmm? About what?
I found this in the cloud.
Oh, it's a cherub message ball. What do you need that for?
Just listen.
Once upon a time, there were a group of heroes, friends thrown together by chance, who made the best of it and kept fighting, no matter what obstacles were put in their way. Wherever they went, danger and adventure seemed to follow. But now they're gone. I'm the only one left. It's finished. End of message.
I don't understand.
There's always someone chasing us, Dave. And we keep losing people. Sal and I talked. This message will keep everyone off our backs.
We're leaving.
Oh, right.
It's not your fault. It's just, you know, death should be about rest.
We can't go through this again.
So what are you gonna do?
Get Matthew, then we find somewhere to just be. No more running around. Eve gave herself up so we could be safe. I want to make the most of it.
Okay. Fair enough.
I'm leaving as well. My cloud should be around here somewhere.
You could come with me.
Sure, why not? I mean, now that Barry has left, there's a space open for a new mortal enemy on the crew.
Sal!
What? Am I the only one who thinks it's weird that you keep inviting people into the cloud who have tried to destroy you at some point?
No, David. I think it's time I found my own task. For the first time in many years, I'm excited about what's to come. I'll leave you to your reunion.
Goodbye, then. Seem to be saying that a lot today.
Goodbye. Perhaps we'll bump into each other again at some point.
right from my chest.
Finally. End of the rainbow, everyone.
Hey, everyone. It's good to see you.
Ah! What was that for?
For running away on your own, for not telling us what you were doing, and for getting caught.
It was for your own good.
Well, it clearly wasn't for yours.
Look, I almost had it. I found the girl, saw what she was doing, get into her afterlife. I was a total hero.
Then you got captured.
Well, yeah.
And imprisoned.
Okay, but...
And almost lost forever in the emptiness.
Well, if you're going to nitpick, you might as well...
I have to say, didn't see that coming.
Don't ever do that again.
Ugh, time to go, Dave.
All right, so what do we fancy?
Dave!
I know, just one last trip. To say goodbye?
Fine, one last trip.
So, where to?
Somewhere warm and bright. Somewhere where I'm not locked up.
Watermelon heaven?
Less fruity.
Bikini heaven?
Less distracting.
I don't know, it might be...
No, you're right. Less distracting. Feeling very fussy all of a sudden, aren't we?
That's been one of those days.
You have no idea. Come on then, I'm sure I can rustle up something.
Ooh, I want to fly!
No!
So did I miss much?
I'll fill you in on the way. I've got a message for you from Eve.
And so the boy was found and everything was put right. The friends found themselves together once more, disappearing into the sunset and a new future. The world of the living and the world of the dead were at peace, and everything was as it should be. For a while.
Hello, Professor Veritas, it's John Patmos here. Call me back immediately when you get this message. I think I've cracked it. The readings went off the scale tonight. I've been working since 3 a.m. and now I am sure I've worked it out. There is a way, Professor. I'm positive there's a way. Just call me. I know I promised I wouldn't do anything without you, but the machine's just sitting there. It's like having a magic lamp and, like, you're not making a wish. Everything I've worked for and now I have proof there is a place after death and I think I can travel there.
Hi there, my name is Brandon.
And my name is Morme.
Do you need help finding yourself?
Do you have questions you're too afraid to ask?
Worry no more, we got your back.
Because we are two university students who have all the answers. Just kidding.
We'd like to think that.
But what you can do is tune into All Ears at 101.9 FM every second Wednesday at 6 p.m.
to get the best advice that we can offer.
So shoot us an anonymous question
at ask.fm/allearsubc and we'll answer it live on air.
And Honeychild will be all ears.
And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That's just about all the time that we have for Scald's Hall tonight here in Vancouver. Coming up in a moment, we'll have Canada Post Rock with John. So please stay with us and enjoy the rest.